Next patient is Denver Johnson. I'm sorry, Denver Johnson. D-E-N-V-E-R, Denver. D as in David. Denver Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 11-9-1934. Date of visit 3-16-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Adam Pasternak. P-A-S-T-E-R-N-A-K-D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Adam, thank you for sending Denver Johnson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is an 88-year-old male who has had occasional cough and hoarseness and shortness of breath with exertion, was sent for a chest CT on 12/30/22. The patient's chest CT showed scattered subpleural reticulation throughout both lungs and mild honeycombing at the lung bases with traction bronchial lactases. There were no discrete masses in the lung fields and no adenopathy. The patient has been the patient has not been on any oxygen. He does not bring up any sputum, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for tuberculosis at age 5 and he never had any specific treatment for it. Also has a history of deep venous thrombosis and had an IVC filter placed. And he's on anticoagulation. There's a history of factor V Leiden deficiency. And history of memory loss. He also has history for colon polyps and history for pulmonary embolism. He has prostatic hypertrophy, gastroesophageal reflux, anemia of chronic disease, and history of hyperlipidemia. Surgery includes eyelid repair, permanent pacemaker placement, IVC filter placement. Next, habits. The patient never smoked, denies alcohol use. He was exposed to dust and chemicals while working on a farm from age 5 to 14. Denies asbestos exposure. Next, family history. Mother died of cancer of the stomach. Father died of CHF and had a stroke. Next, paragraph. Allergies, none. Next, med list. Coreg, 6.25 milligrams BID. Finasteride, 5 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams daily. Memantine 5 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Doxazosin 4 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient had some weight loss. He has fatigue, shortness of breath with activity, cough and wheezing. He has heartburn, abdominal discomfort, and constipation. Then has jaw pain, chest pain, or palpitations, but has leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. He has urinary frequency and flank pains. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly male. Alert, pale, and no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulses 86. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 90. I'm sorry, weight is 186. Saturation 100. HE and Adenoma's phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with fine basilar crackles, more on the left side. Heart chaos irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Skin, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin revealed no lesions. Examination of the left flank revealed a lipoma along the abdominal wall about 6 centimeters in diameter. Not fixed to underlying structures. Rectal exam is deferred. Next impression, number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. Number 2 is history of tuberculosis. Number 3 is history of DVT and pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will need a follow-up chest CT in 2 months. Also get a CBC, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor, and a follow-up visit be arranged here in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Adam Pasternak, D.O. Pasternak.